you know, how much we depend on knowing where things are these days,
Right.
right? Like, I mean, from getting around town to finding the best coffee shop.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Location data has become like this essential part of our lives.
It really has. And it's only going to get more important as technologies like, augmented reality and self-driving cars become more common.
Yeah, you're right. Those kinds of advancements rely heavily on having location data that's accurate and up to date.
And that brings us to today's deep dive. We're talking about Foursquare, a company that's been a major player in location tech for quite a while. And they recently did something pretty bold. They decided to open source a massive chunk of their place's data.
That's a big deal.
It is.
Yeah.
So today we're going to unpack why they made this decision and what it might mean for the future of location tech.
I think it's super interesting. They have this history of helping people discover and share places, you know, but this move to open source kind of signals a shift in their thinking about how location data should work in the future.
For sure. So for anyone who might not be familiar with the term, what does open source actually mean in this context?
Basically, it means making the data freely available for anyone to use or build upon. It's like this giant collaborative project.
So like sharing the blueprint so anyone can build something cool with them.
Exactly. And the impact of open source on the tech world has been huge. I mean, just look at things like TensorFlow or Stable Diffusion. Those projects have driven incredible innovation in AI and image generation because developers can access the code and build on it without restrictions.
Right. It's like that idea that a rising tide lifts all boats.
Yeah, exactly.
And now Foursquare seems to be applying that same logic to location data. But here's where it gets really interesting. In one of the articles we read, Foursquare's CEO admits that many of his colleagues thought he was nuts when he first suggested open sourcing their data.
I can imagine.
Like, are we giving away the keys to the kingdom here?
Yeah, it does seem counterintuitive at first.
But then somewhere along the line, they had this aha moment.
It sounds like that aha moment was all about the concept of spatial computing. They realized that a reliable global database of places is crucial for the next generation of location-based technologies.
Like, you can't build a house without a foundation. Right. If you're going to create things like immersive AR experiences or self-driving cars that can navigate complex environments, you need a rock-solid understanding of where everything is in the real world.
Yeah, it's foundational.
And the scope of that task is mind-boggling. Think about it. Every new business that opens every closure, every change in hours, it's a constant deluge of data.
It's like trying to map a moving target.
Foursquare's CTO actually talks about this in one of the sources. He describes how difficult it is from both a technical and resource perspective to build a place database that truly reflects the real world.
It's not as simple as just dropping pins on a map.
It's about capturing this dynamic nature of places, right? Businesses change, they move, new ones pop up. It's an ever-shifting landscape. And trying to capture all of that in a database that can be used for sophisticated applications requires a whole different level of thinking.
I see what you mean.
So going back to their decision to open source, it's like they're acknowledging that this is too big for any one company to handle.
It makes sense.
They're basically saying, let's work together to create something truly comprehensive.
And that collaborative approach could be the key to overcoming what Foursquare refers to as the digital echo chamber.
I have to admit, that's a new term for me. What does that mean in the context of location data?
It's about how limited or biased data sources can create a distorted view of reality. Like, imagine a map app that mainly gets its data from people who live in a certain wealthy neighborhood.
Okay.
That app wouldn't accurately represent the routes, businesses, or even traffic patterns in other parts of the city. It'd be a very incomplete and potentially misleading picture.
Right, so it's like looking at the world through a very narrow lens.
Exactly. And Foursquare seems to believe that open source can help shatter those echo chambers by bringing in data from a much wider and more diverse range of sources.
So instead of one company trying to map the whole world with its own limited resources, they're opening the doors for a global community to contribute.
Precisely.
It's pretty radical when you think about it.
Yeah, it is. And they've actually laid out three key ingredients for what they believe will make a global place operating system successful.
Oh, this is good. I'm all ears.
First, you need a platform that can handle all this data coming in from different sources. Second, you need artificial intelligence to process and analyze it all at scale. And third, you need human confirmation at scale to ensure that the data actually reflects what's happening in the real world.
Okay, so they're not just throwing a bunch of data out there and hoping for the best. They're actually building a system to manage the complexity of this constantly evolving location data.
Right. And they've got this thing called the Place Engine, which uses a combination of artificial intelligence and human input to keep everything updated.
Wait, hold on. AI and human input. How does that work together?
Well, think of it this way. The AI might flag a potential new coffee shop based on social media posts or local news articles.
Gotcha.
Then a human contributor can verify if it's a real business, get the correct address and hours of operation, add those kinds of details.
Ah, so it's like a tag team. The AI does the initial scouting, and the humans come in to refine and confirm the information.
That's the idea.
Makes sense. It's a way to leverage the strengths of both AI and human judgment.
Exactly. And this is where Foursquare's vision becomes even more clear. They're not just releasing data. They're actively encouraging people to contribute to it.
So anyone can become a part of building this global map of the future.
That's right. They have a program called FSQ Placemaker, where people can actually earn rewards for contributing data. And they're planning to open source even more of their tools and resources in the future, including their machine learning models.
Wow, so they're not just giving away the data, they're creating an entire ecosystem around it.
It's a big shift in their thinking.
They're basically saying, here are the tools, here's the data, let's build the future of location technology together.
It's a pretty bold move.
It really is.
Yeah.
So we've covered a lot of ground already, but I'm really curious to dive into the potential impact of all of this. What kinds of applications do you think could be built on top of Foursquare's open data?
Well, let's explore that next. The possibilities are pretty exciting. This whole thing with Foursquare, it reminds me of how open source really revolutionized software development. You know, it's all about bringing together this community of talented people to solve problems that would be impossible for any one company to tackle on its own.
Oh, for sure. Just look at what's happened with artificial intelligence, thanks to open source projects like TensorFlow and Stable Diffusion. Making those tools and data sets available to anyone has really democratized access to some seriously cutting-edge tech.
Exactly. And by applying that same approach to location data, Foursquare is basically admitting that maintaining a global database of places is just too big of a job to do effectively in isolation.
It's almost like mapping the human genome, this massive undertaking that requires a ton of collaboration. No single lab could have pulled it off. And it seems like the same principle applies to creating a truly comprehensive and accurate map of the world.
Yeah, spot on. And that's what's so exciting about this open source initiative from Foursquare. They're building this platform where literally anyone can contribute data fix errors and help keep the information up to date. It's this collective effort that has the potential to be way more effective than anything one company could do on its own.
And for developers and entrepreneurs, this is where things get really interesting. Imagine having access to this constantly evolving, community-driven database of places. The possibilities for building innovative applications are pretty much endless.
Absolutely. You could create hyperlocal delivery services that know the exact location of every business down to the specific entrance, you know?
I like where you're going with this.
Or picture augmented reality apps that overlay information about historical landmarks as you're walking through a city, providing a much richer and more immersive experience.
And what about navigation apps that can predict traffic patterns with insane accuracy based on real-time data from millions of users?
Yeah, that's a great one. Or think about urban planning. Having access to this kind of detailed and up-to-date information could revolutionize the way we design and develop our cities.
It's not just about new apps, though. It's about fundamentally changing how we interact with the world around us.
Right. And by open sourcing their data, Foursquare is giving us the building blocks to make those transformative experiences a reality.
Hold on a sec. Doesn't this approach come with some risks too? Opening up your data like that, could it lead to problems with accuracy, or even worse, people misusing the information?
That's a fair point. Anytime you have an open system, there's a chance that someone will try to take advantage of it. But Foursquare has been pretty clear about the importance of human verification. Remember that third key ingredient for a successful global place operating system? It's not just about AI and a strong platform. It's also about having real people check the data to make sure it's accurate and trustworthy.
So it's a balance between leveraging the power of technology and tapping into the wisdom of the crowd.
Exactly. And that's where the community aspect becomes super important. By creating a sense of ownership and responsibility among the people who are contributing, Foursquare is hoping to build a self-regulating system where errors are caught quickly and any malicious activity is flagged and dealt with right away.
It's kind of like Wikipedia in a way,
yeah.
where the community as a whole helps to maintain the quality and accuracy of the information.
That's a good analogy.
So Foursquare is essentially betting on the goodwill and collective intelligence of the community to make this open source project a success. It's a pretty bold move, and it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
Definitely. It really challenges the traditional ideas about data ownership and control. It requires a pretty big shift in mindset, not just for Foursquare, but for the tech industry in general.
And for our listeners, this is a chance to get in on something that's truly groundbreaking. If you've ever been fascinated by Maps data or the potential technology to change our lives, then you should definitely check this out.
Absolutely. Head over to the show notes for links to Foursquare's open source data and their Placemaker program. You might even end up contributing to the future of location technology yourself.
I love that analogy. It's like they're saying, here's the foundation we've built. Now go out there and build something amazing on top of it.
It is pretty humbling to think about it that way. We're not just passive consumers of technology. We can actually play a role in shaping its future.
For sure. It's like we're not just reading the map anymore. We're actually helping to draw it. And that has huge implications, especially when you consider how intertwined our lives already are with location data.
Definitely. I mean, imagine a world where location data isn't just about getting from point A to point B or finding a new restaurant. It's about creating entirely new experiences, solving complex problems, and even connecting with people in ways we haven't even thought of yet.
It's like giving everyone the superpower, you know, the ability to understand and interact with the world in a completely different way.
Exactly. And as we were discussing earlier, it's all built on this idea of open collaboration.
Right. That's what makes this whole thing so fascinating. It challenges that traditional way of thinking about data as something that needs to be proprietary and controlled.
Yeah, Foursquare is basically saying, we think progress happens faster and solutions are more innovative when we work together.
And that's a powerful message that goes way beyond just location technology.
Yeah.
It speaks to this broader trend we're seeing across many industries.
Oh, yeah.
This recognition that collaboration and sharing knowledge openly can lead to some seriously groundbreaking advancements.
It reminds me of the early days of the internet.
Yeah.
You know, when the free flow of information and ideas led to this explosion of creativity and innovation.
That's a great comparison. And now with Foursquare opening up this treasure trove of location data, it feels like we're on the verge of another wave of possibilities.
Definitely.
So if accurate location data really is the foundation for the next generation of technology, what kind of future do you see emerging from this open source approach? What amazing applications do you think people will build?
Well, some applications are easier to envision than others. We've talked about things like hyper-personalized navigation systems, augmented reality experiences that blur the lines between the digital and physical worlds, and urban planning tools that use real-time data to design better cities.
Those are already pretty mind-blowing. But I have a feeling we're only scratching the surface here.
Oh, absolutely. What excites me most is the potential for applications that we haven't even conceived of yet. When you give creative people access to this kind of data and the power of open source collaboration, the possibilities are practically limitless.
It's like we're standing at the edge of this vast uncharted territory and Foursquare just handed us the map. And the best part is we get to explore it together.
That's a great way to put it. This whole deep dive has been so inspiring. It's a good reminder that some of the most groundbreaking innovations come from sharing knowledge, working together, and being open to new possibilities.
Couldn't agree more. So for our listeners who are eager to learn more about Foursquare's open source initiative, or maybe even get involved themselves, we've got all the links in the show notes. Go check it out, explore the data, and maybe even consider joining their Placemaker program. You never know what you might discover.
It's a chance to be a part of something truly transformative. And who knows, maybe you'll be the one to build the next killer app that changes how we experience the world around us.